Hello and welcome to the Plasticology Project podcast, conversations about plastic pollution and stories from inspiring people trying to make the planet cleaner. I'm Dr. Paul Harvey, host and author of the Plasticology Project book. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, my name is Paul Harvey. I am an environmental scientist, activist, and author of the Plasticology Project. I've always been fascinated by the natural environment. Some of my earliest memories are of taking journeys with my parents to the bush or up the coast at the weekend. We lived in a typical home in suburban Sydney, Australia. Dad worked on the railways and Mum was an accountant. We were just an average family, and those weekend trips were a way to break up the weeks between the annual family camping trip to the coast and show my brother and I a world outside our own little bubble. Those journeys sparked a sense of adventure and a love to get out and explore that I still carry with me today. When I was growing up, I was always the odd one out. I never really had that many friends. I didn't really enjoy my school years. So I filled my time during the week playing basketball, learning guitar, and heading off on adventures on my bike. We lived near a big old derelict estate. Once upon a time, it was used as a school, orphan's home, and even a war hospital. When I was growing up, it was a deserted wasteland. I would ride through the estate, across the main road, and down a few back streets and into the bush to find a creek. I would follow that creek as far as it would take me, for kilometres until it finally disappeared under a housing development. I loved that creek, and I would explore it for hours. I remember even as a child though that this creek wasn't in the best health. It was common to see shopping trolleys, car tyres and all sorts of general rubbish in the water. Thinking back on it now, it was actually very polluted. Back then we didn't really talk about plastic pollution, but the creek was absolutely drowning in it. From plastic bottles to plastic chip packages to plastic bags. Little did I know as a child that I would one day be talking about plastic pollution in that same little creek that was my escape from the world. When I was nearing the end of school, like most teenagers, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I thought maybe I'd be a veterinarian. I had done work experience at a local clinic a few years earlier and loved it. But I was given some great advice by my geography teacher, the only subject that I was actually any good at. My teacher encouraged me to look into environmental science. What? What is environmental science? I asked. Well, it's a bit like geography, but you can work as a national park ranger, she said. So after doing a little bit of research, I decided that that may just be the career for me. Environmental science is an interesting field of endeavor, but the reality of finding a job that resembles the same fun and carefree adventures of a student studying to become an environmental scientist is that the industry looks nothing like the cover photo. Most environmental scientists will end up working at construction or moving into management roles, not exactly resembling the saving the planet marketing pitch. But I was lucky. I found a niche as an environmental chemist. I worked for a number of years during my PhD and now into my professional career on environmental pollution issues. I've worked on major pollution problems that span mining, infrastructure, and even drinking water. It has been my mission to ensure that we have a clean, healthy, and safe environment. One of my proudest achievements as an environmental chemist was learning recently, after almost a decade working on the problem, that a community in northeastern Tasmania was finally going to receive safe and clean drinking water. That is an entirely different story and one for another time, but the sense that I felt knowing that I had been a part of that process of making someone's life better was exhilarating. It was during my travels for study and work that I first started to get a glimpse and rudimentary understanding of plastic pollution. I recall speaking with my supervisor one day about this new thing that seems to be emerging, plastic, and more specifically, microplastic pollution. He told me that it was just a phase and people will probably move on in a few years. Well, fast forward almost a decade and plastic pollution is one of the biggest global challenges. Travelling all across Australia and internationally for work gave me a unique opportunity to see for myself how plastic pollution was impacting the world. I saw plastic pollution in rivers, throughout Asia, at beaches in Australia, in the bush surrounding remote communities in Africa. It was everywhere. In 2017, my partner in crime and in life, Phoebe and I decided to do our little bit to help reduce plastic pollution. Phoebe had learnt how to make beeswax wraps, a square of cotton fabric coated in beeswax and oil that is used as a replacement for plastic wrap on food. We set up a small market stall and every week we would make hundreds of wraps to sell at the weekend. The Wonky Carrot was a hugely successful stall and we built a strong community of like-minded people who wanted to go plastic free. But it was on a work trip to Wales, in a sleepy town called Aberystwyth, or ABBA to the locals, that inspired the Plasticology Project book. Walking one day along the beachfront, as we would do each morning and when the weather was fine, Phoebe and I began to see plastic ribbons, balloons, packets, bottles, anything and everything made from plastic, washed up on the sand and in the rocks. We were amazed by what we saw and decided to do our bit by picking up the bits and pieces of plastic. Day after day, we would pull plastic bottles, bags, and other debris from the beachfront. It was one day when we pulled an enormous tangle of plastic line, probably fishing line, rope, seaweed, and thin plastic wrapping from a rock pool that we stopped and thought about what we were seeing. In that moment, the enormity of the plastic pollution problem struck us both. As we were talking about the problem and trying to come up with an idea to solve the plastic pollution crisis, Phoebe said to me, "Why don't you write a book that talks about plastic pollution?" Well, what a great idea. The very next day, I started to do exactly that, research and write a book. The Plasticology Project, or Our Plastic Planet, as it was originally called, was born. As it turns out, writing a book isn't easy. It takes a lot of research, time, and dedication. It also means talking with a huge number of people so that the book can be as current and up-to-date as possible. Over the years, the Plasticology Project has evolved from being simply words on a page and a place for me to share my observations of plastic pollution to a mission statement. The Plasticology Project is so much more than just a book. It's my life's passion. It's a source of hope. It is a message for the world to be more mindful of the environment and be more active in protecting and conserving this beautiful planet. It is a movement that draws together communities from across the globe to take action and make a change. Each of us can do something to make a change, and if we all act together with our collective vision, we can put an end to the plastic pollution problem. Plastic is often given a bad name, but as a resource, it is one of the most important and valuable products ever created by humans. We need plastic in our world, but we also need to be better at using and managing it as a resource. We cannot continue as we have done over the last century, treating plastic as a resource that is single use and as a product of convenience. Our generation, our civilization, cannot be remembered as the one that polluted the world with plastic. That cannot be our defining legacy to the world. No, we need to start rethinking our relationship with plastic. We need to start being strategic and purposeful in the way we use plastic, because there are some applications where we need plastic, but also so many applications where plastic is misused or redundant. The time is now to change how we use and consume plastic, before there is no time left. So please, join me on the Plasticology Project journey. If you haven't already, purchase a copy of the Plasticology Project book. That is the start of the Plasticology Project. Become a part of the Plasticology Project community and become Plasticology Project Ambassador. sign up to the website, follow Doc PJ Harvey on social media, and subscribe to this podcast. Each episode of this podcast will explore the latest issues and solutions in plastic pollution. I'll be speaking with plastic pollution warriors, activists, big thinkers, and those people making the world a better place. From individuals to international organizations, we can all do our bit. I hope that you enjoy the Plasticology Project podcast. Join me on the next episode of the Plasticology Project podcast, when I will be speaking to James Wakibia, an environmentalist, photojournalist, and plastic pollution campaigner based in Kenya. James has been credited as the person responsible for the plastic bag ban in Kenya and helping to rid the country of plastic pollution. I look forward to talking more about plastic pollution and the Plasticology Project then. Thank you for listening to the Plasticology Project podcast. If you'd like more information, please see the show notes or visit the website www.docpjharvey.com and follow the links to the Plasticology Project. The Plasticology Project receives no financial support. If you'd like to financially support the Plasticology Project and its initiatives, please follow the link on the website. This has been another episode of the Plasticology Project podcast. Thanks for listening.